All right, there would be the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, and before that, something brand new from Army Navy off their brand new EP that was called Crush Like a Car on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Your microphone is on, Rayleigh, so please, I know how punk rock you are. No cursing, my friend.
All right.
We still have to uphold the broadcast license. Tonight is another Pearl Street Sessions down at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery, just steps below the radio station, and we got our friend Rayleigh Nicole from Southern California to perform for us tonight. First of all, thanks for coming.
Of course.
Second of all, how are you liking Laguna Beach so far? Are you familiar with the area at all?
I don't think I've ever been here before, actually. So driving, I was like, wow, look at that, look at that. Like,
yeah.
We got here like 10 minutes early, so we were trying to go look at stuff. And then I'm like, oh, I got to be in here. But it's really neat. Not that it's bad to be in
here. We could prolong the interview. You could go out, go shopping, hang out by the beach, and come back later.
It's pretty sweet. I will definitely be back very soon.
So you are originally from where?
Well, San Diego. I've grown up there, and I guess to be more specific, like East County San Diego.
Sure.
But I spend a lot of my time kind of in the North Park area and the City Heights area over there.
Right.
Do you have
they're very artistic places.
Yes.
Down in San Diego.
Oh, yes.
And you're more or less in that whole, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, that whole singer-songwriter circuit. Playing venues like Lestat's.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of your other favorite venues to play down there?
I really like Rebecca's Coffee House, too. That was my first place I ever played when I was, like, 15. So
sure.
It's kind of like a little soft
right.
spot for that place. Yeah, Lestat's, Rebecca's. There's some places like Mueller College, which it's kind of not really like a popular venue, but I really like it. And
right.
there's just a lot of random restaurants and almost everywhere. There's, like, so it's just like it changes all the time, too.
Right. It's a thriving arts community
yeah.
down where you live. You said you played your first show at Rebecca's when you were 15.
Well,
is that the
open
case?
Mic, I guess you could call it. It was the first
okay.
time I actually played live for people, and it was like the scariest
right.
thing ever.
And that was when you were 15. How old are you now, Rayleigh?
I'm 18, so it's been a long time, you know.
Right. You're already building your catalog of music, if you
yes,
will. And
yeah.
How many releases are available for the public if they want to get that... the music from Rayleigh Nicole?
I have right now, since I'm working on a new album this, I guess, school year, you could call it. While everyone else is in school, that's what I'll be doing.
Right, you decided to basically, you know, you're done with high school, taking a year off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the plan is to, again, do what?
Make the most, I don't want to say anything, make the bombest album ever and just go spread the word. I don't know. That's
sure.
really it.
Good choice of wording.
Simple,
so
yeah.
Are you ready? Do you have a bunch of songs written and ready to bring into the studio?
I have a lot that I'm like really sure would be great.
Yeah.
And I just want to get a couple more, a little more than I need so that I can pick and choose. That's actually some advice I got from someone. But
right.
yeah, just write some more. So it's pretty much now right about writing songs and making them good, making them catchy and fun and,
sure.
and real and stuff. And that's really it.
So now that you're taking a year off, you're getting, you're writing and, you know, going to record pretty soon your next record. Who, by the way, are you going to link up with any rad producer for this thing or that's too far ahead?
No, I've there was a really good, like, 2 weeks where I was sitting down because I was going to make it before I realized I needed more songs to make it. So I was thinking, like, okay, well, who am I going to have produce it? And I have a couple options that I know, like, people I personally know that can record. And it's more about, not really about the price because I would spend a good amount if this is going to be it. So, like, I'm
yeah.
willing to spend whatever. It's more just about, like, the type of sound that they make and if that's going to work with me because
right.
I'm sure, I mean, they're all awesome. So it just depends on, like, what's going to work best with me. And I think some other advice I got was to look up artists that I like and then see who produced them and see who go to them, I guess.
Sure.
Anything.
Yeah.
I spend more time researching and everything. I didn't need to do that. But
that's cool. So you're very much involved as well, almost in the business end of
I like
the music industry,
end.
Right?
I think
you're
it's fun.
A student of the game. Now,
oh,
when,
yeah.
you, when you finally do choose institution of higher learning, college, if you will, are you going to go to school for music?
Oh, yeah. I was going to go for music this year, actually, before
yeah.
I decided to take the year off. But either way, yeah, that's the only thing I could see myself doing. So it's going to be for music for sure. And it'd be in the industry part of it to where I would almost, I think in the very far future, it'd be so awesome to own a label or something. Like, that would be really cool.
Right,
so.
And kind of take other artists, like, under
yeah,
your wing.
Yeah, yeah. Being one myself, like, I've always feel like, oh, my God, that person needs to be heard. Like, more people need to know who they are. So it'd be awesome to be able to bring them up and
right.
show everyone who
I
they are.
I feel that way all the time. I always feel like there's something more I could be doing
mm-hmm.
for artists, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we're doing fun radio stuff, and that's pretty damn cool.
I mean,
cool.
Look what you're doing right now, so right? You're having me out.
Again, Raylee Nicole in studio, and you're all over social media. People could find your stuff, I guess, on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Raylee Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole with a K.
Yes.
And again, YouTube and Facebook and all of that stuff. I guess if people even want to reach out to book you for a show, they could do that through the social networking as well,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I'm on everything all the time.
of course. You have to do that.
You
got to
be on it. Yeah,
artist.
You do.
Yeah. All right. Well, I do have a couple more questions for you. Again, Raylee's performing at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery, just steps below the radio station, a live broadcast courtesy of KX93.5. Can we get a song out of you? Because you did bring that beautiful Yamaha guitar.
Yes, I would love to.
All right. What did you decide to play for us, my friend?
I'm going to play a song called With You. And I wrote it. It's been like a year now. And it's just basically, I like to write about the beginning of things rather than the end, which is what a lot of people write about, the sad breakup or the sad whatever.
Right.
And I'm more of a glass half full kind of person. So this is actually when everyone's all optimistic about, oh, the possibilities. And so that's kind of what the song is about. Just like,
cool.
Yeah. You'll hear it.
Keep it positive.
Definitely.
Again, Raylee Nicole in our Pearl Street studios right here on Member Supported Radio. By the way, if you're a new listener to the radio station, again, we are a non-commercial, non-profit entity right here in Laguna Beach. You could donate to the station. It's a tax write-off. You could keep the music alive. You could be a member of the radio station with all the perks. All the details are on our website, kx935.com. I have to ask people for money. It's a different type of operation here.
It's worth it.
You're so, again, Raylee Nicole in studio whenever you're ready, my friend.
All right, here we go. Smile. Imagine everything that we could be if you just stick around for a while. And baby, I don't know what's going through your head, but I'll tell you what's going through mine. All I wanna do is hold your hand and spend a little bit more time with you. When my world is looking gray, you can turn the whole sky blue. And everybody knows it's true. Don't you know you're so beautiful? And I just wanna get a little piece of your light. You're so wonderful, unexplainable. And it's you that's running through my mind every night. And I can be anything you want me to, but all I really wanna be is with you. I like the way you talk when you talk fast. I like the way you laugh. So why are you so afraid of nothing, nothing? Think of all the fun we could have. And honey, I'm not perfect, but I do know one thing. You were made for me. And I know that you're worth it, cause all I can think about is how happy I would be if I had you. When my world is looking gray, you can turn the whole sky blue. And everybody knows it's true. Don't you know you're so beautiful? And I just wanna get a little piece of your light. You're so wonderful, unexplainable. And it's you that's running through my mind every night. And I can be anything you want me to, but all I really wanna be is with you. So why you gotta make this so difficult? Like I knew you would. Open up your eyes and you will see that you look so good with me, and I look good with you. When my world is looking gray, you can turn the whole sky blue. And everybody knows, yes, everybody knows. Everybody knows it's true.
Freaking awesome.
All right. Thanks.
We got actually a studio full of people today. That is Raylee Nicole live in our
audience.
Pearl Street studios on a member-supported radio, KX93.5. Very good stuff. Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is it just mainly the guitar for you?
I've been playing guitar for 3 years and piano since I was 5, so oh. That's 13 now, I think. Right. Wow.
I'm no musician, but you could pluck those strings on the guitar real well.
Thank you. I try.
Right. So. Any shows to talk about besides the Pearl Street performance tonight?
Well, if you guys are in the area, I will be downstairs tonight.
Sure.
In like 10 minutes. And tomorrow I'm going to be at a restaurant called Union or The Union in Encinitas.
Cool.
So I don't know the address, but if you Google it, we'll figure it out together. And August 30th with a local singer-songwriter from San Diego as well, who's actually going on a whole entire U.S. tour starting August 30th to kick off the show. So it's at Lestat's West down in North Park in
San
Diego.
That's the Josh D'Amigo show?
Yes. He's awesome.
Speaking of Josh D'Amigo.
He's on Pandora, so that means he's cool.
He found a way to make a living off doing his music, and mm-hmm. I think that's very cool. I think he could drop a lot of knowledge to up-and-coming musicians.
Oh, yeah. We're actually kind of close, too. He helps me out, like, more than anybody. He's really, cool. Kind of like he helps, I don't know, protege type.
That's great. He'll be in the studio with us next Tuesday, actually.
Oh, wow. You never told me that.
I didn't know till yesterday, frankly. Again, Raylee Nicole in studio on KX93.5. Do you tweet often, and where can people find you on
Twitter? Most of the time I Instagram, but if I do, I push the Twitter button, so it will send the picture to both, but I don't really tweet. I should do that more. I need to work on that.
Well, again, so where can people find you on Instagram?
Instagram is just at Raylee Nicole. Raylee spelled RaylleeNicole. So that's the whole thing.
Fair enough.
Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Thank you for spelling that out, my friend.
Of course. No one would know how to spell that, trust me. No Starbucks cup gets it right.
So. I messed it up a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. Because I posted about the Pearl Street sessions on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and I kind of messed up your name a little bit there.
It's okay.
But now I know.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Raylee Nicole yet?
Keep an eye out, because it's coming.
Right? All right.
CD's coming.
Fair enough. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
If you missed that song, you guys, the audio is going to live forever as a podcast on KX935.com. Yeah, starting tomorrow, or really whenever I get around to uploading it on the computer. Raylee, thanks so much. We'll walk downstairs and kind of do a sound check, and then we'll be off and running with music at the Wine Gallery.
Sounds awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Hi, everyone. KX93.5, Tightrope Entertainment, and Mozambique are very excited to present.